This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing you a brand new company. Name of the company is Gold Shore Resources, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSHRF. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Brett Richards. Brett, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, you are a first-time guest on the show. Really excited to have you. Tell my listeners what it is you guys do over there at Gold Shore Resources.
So Gold Shore Resources is a company, a mid-tier development company. We're about 2 years old, and we have the Moss Project in northwestern Ontario up in Canada. And we have a large endowment of gold and other elements, but we'll talk a little bit about the press release we put out today, because it's a bit of a milestone for us as we've announced a brand new mineral resource estimate.
Wonderful. Yeah, let's go right into that. Tell me about that press release. What does it mean for your company and your potential shareholders from this podcast?
Well, over the last 2 years, we've raised about $60 million, and we've been drilling the deposit extensively to understand both the size and scale and potential of it to become an economic deposit. We announced today that we have 6 million ounces of contained gold at 1.02 grams per ton at the Moss Gold Project. And contained in that is some high-grade shear domain, which is 3.35 million ounces at 1.84 grams per ton. And that is really going to drive the economics of this project when we get it into a PEA or a preliminary economic assessment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds absolutely incredible. Can you break that down a little with, you know, some easier to understand words for the folks that aren't particularly adept with the mining industry?
For sure. We have... when I say 6 million ounces, that is a very, very large endowment, but we actually have the potential to grow this resource extensively over the next 1 to 2 years with more drilling. We have a shear domain that runs about 11 kilometers on our property. We have 3.5 kilometers of the known resource now. So we've got extensions along strike of where the resource is that can add to the size of this resort extensively over the next, you know, 12 to 24 months with drilling. But at Moss, we have about just over 5 million ounces at 1.02 grams. And at East Coldstream, another location which is about 10 kilometers and very truckable, we have just under 1 million ounces. But again, this the real story here is about the size of it. But also, we've only drilled about 10% of our targets on our land package. So we have a real exciting growth story beyond this project. We're going to encapsulate Moss and put a project around it and do a PEA. But the extensions along strike and all these other targets we have, and I guide people to our presentation on our website, but it is quite extensive.
Yeah, wow, 100%. GoldShoreResources.com is that website Brett's referring to. So, you know, that's pretty exciting based on what you just told us, and I appreciate the elaboration. What do you think's in store for Gold Shore, you know, for the remainder of 2023, given that, you know, we're almost halfway through the year? What do you think you guys are going to do moving forward?
Yeah, so there's a number of things we're going to do this year. We will commence a PEA immediately so we can understand the economic outputs of what this resource means to us in an encapsulated project that I think we'll be in a position to finance 12 or 24 months down the road. So it's small enough, but it's large enough to really deliver some strong economic outputs. There's five key things I look at, Kevin, when I evaluate projects. I look at the people, I look at the location. I look at the potential. I look at the access to infrastructure, and I look at grade. And Gold Shore, the modern project, ticks every one of those boxes extensively. So, you know, the value proposition to people and listeners is quite simple. We're trading at about $8, $9 an ounce this morning, even after the results. Our peer group of similar open pit development projects, low grade development projects in Canada and the U.S., the average is about $30 an ounce of trading. So we're trading at about $7 or $8 an ounce. There is significant scale here for our stock to re-rate in the very, very short term. And beyond that, you know, we have high grade peers that trade at $70 and $80 and $90 an ounce. So there's extensive growth potential as the market starts to understand all of these things, and we can start to calibrate more to the market and to our peers than where we are today. So tremendous investment and value proposition for listeners.
Wow. Yeah, no, 100%. I see what you're talking about. You know, why do you think overall Gold Shore is such an attractive investment opportunity?
Well, I think we have flown under the radar. The market has simply was in a different place last year. The geopolitical and the macro situation in the world, and it continues today, has driven people to be risk off and driven people to get into cash. So I think we're starting to see new money come back into the market now. We're starting to see people look at gold projects with authority. They're saying, hey, you know what? I want to be in gold, and I want to be exposed to gold because I think that's going to protect me in a hyperinflation or a steady inflationary environment, high risk interest rate environment. But also, the U.S. dollar is weakening, and there are fundamental problems with the U.S. Fiscal policy and financial system, where I think the U.S. dollar is going to get significantly weaker over the near term, 12 to 24 months, and that is good for gold. So if you want to be exposed to gold, you can buy gold. You would leverage to gold, you buy gold equities. And if you really want to be leveraged, you buy gold juniors who have a lot of potential. And Gold Shore is that story that will deliver those results to your listeners.
Folks, you've been listening to Brett Richards. He's the CEO of Gold Shore Resources, Inc. They do trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSHRF. Brett, I'm going to want to have you back on the show in the next 30 to 45 days to go over the, you know, additional info as it comes in. But until then, what do you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think the takeaway today is that people want leverage in this investment environment to safety. And they want something that is not going to be volatile. And gold delivers that. But I think gold equities are really going to power up. We're going to see a strong bull market coming forward in gold and precious metals. And I think the leverage you're going to receive with Gold Shore Resources, because of our size and scale and the potential for this to grow exponentially, I think this is the place that people are going to have tremendous returns in the 1 year, 2 year, and even 5 year outlook. People are going to have returns. So I think look at those five key attributes I mentioned, the people, the place, the size and scale and access to infrastructure and grade, and people will do their due diligence and they'll say, Gold Shore is extremely undervalued and I need to be a part of it. So that is the takeaway for your listeners today.
Brett, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure having you today on the show. Want to remind listeners, go check them out. They're at goldshoreresources.com. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GSHRF. Thank you so much again, Brett.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.